any thought? I mean, you have this vast vault of stuff there that people are dying for you to put out on CD.
Yeah.
Is that being...
Actually, that is being activated presently, and maybe by Christmas, the first of our archival stuff, that stuff from the vault, will be coming out. And that will be an ongoing thing. And it'll probably come out in the Grateful through Grateful Dead merchandising rather than with a record company.
Yeah, people have been crying for that for years.
Yeah,
is that
well...
sets of shows or particular shows?
It remains to be seen. There's several different approaches, but it seems that it's going to start out by being a few choice shows, or like the most requested shows, you know what I mean? Or whatever, Deadhead's personal favorites, you know?
Yeah.
So
you're going to have a call or something?
No, we've got one of the guys who's working on it is a guy who's a major tape collector, and who's had a huge Grateful Dead collection forever, and has spent an awful lot of time listening, and also has plugged in to the tapers and the collectors and all that, and he has a pretty good sense of what it is that people like. And also Dan Healy is the other participant in that, the kind of guiding force behind it, and he's got more experience mixing and listening to the Grateful Dead probably than any other person in the world. So it's in good hands, the whole project. This will be an ongoing thing, like I say. So if the shows you want doesn't come out in the first month, it definitely will come out later.
Eventually,
on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
they'll all
great.
Be CDs, and they'll all be remastered, and they'll all be as good as it can be. So it'll be as good as we can make it, let me put it that way.
Yeah, that's tremendous. That's forever. It's just
we expect it to take us well past the turn of the millennia. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, you must have, as far as going back and getting real old material, it's still kind of hard to.
Well, you see, the other approach, one of the other approaches to it would be like the from day one approach. You know, that's release everything, the oldest stuff first, and just release everything.
Just go in front of
the But that's
water.
Really. That's too sweeping for the members of the band, you know what I mean? I don't, most of us can't handle it, it's too...
God,
we don't want to go back that far.
Yeah, know? I've got a tape of you and Sarah playing.
Oh my God, where did you get that?
I guess KPFA played it on the radio.
Oh my God.
It's about 45 minutes or so. I guess you're playing in one of the...
The Tangent. That
it was the Tangent,
played the
yeah.
Tangent in Palo Alto.
Yeah, and it's got the... The Weaver Roll and all the great songs on it.
Yeah, it's got
it's
some
really
nice
fun
songs.
To listen to. It's super quality.
Oh, we had a nice time, Sarah and I. You know, we had a nice little thing. You know, that's the only chance anybody has to hear me play the fiddle. Boy, is my fiddle playing rotten. Woo! I forgot all about it. I'd like to hear that sometime and see what it's just to see what it's like.
Well, I'll make one up before I get it too sad.
Oh my God, yeah, do it if you would. I'd really appreciate
it. Yeah,
that.
No problem.
Yeah, I don't have any remnants.
I'll get the other side.
That's going way back.
That's about half an hour or so, and then there's some Warlock stuff, or early pre-Warlock stuff. Ooh. And then the other side is Cassidy.
Ah.
From in the middle of a rap, two separate raps.
Ooh.
That are about 45 minutes. It's a real interesting day.
Oh great! Yeah, I was thinking that we ought to let Keezy put out, you know, that thing they've got. They're now producing tapes from their acid test stuff and all that. Zane Keezy is. We ought to let them put that stuff out through merchandise. And I was thinking that would be nice.
Yeah.
Related weirdness, you know.
I was going to ask you about that if you had heard about that, if you had a chance to
see
it.
Oh, it's terrific. Well, there's one thing they have of Cassidy in the back house that is as good an example of the flavor of Neil Cassidy, the way he looked and the way he moved and the way he talked, is anything you can get. I mean, it's right up there. That combination of that and you know, a good read through Kerouac's Cassidy stuff, and you'll have Cassidy. You know, you'll have a good flash of who he was and what he was like.
Yeah, I guess merchandising would be a good place. It's a perfect fit.
It's one of those things where I think it'd be right up the alley of certain Deadheads. The more astute or the more historic.
Yeah, you gotta be into it, but for those who are into it, it'd be the same classic way to.
Well, people who have been turned on through the Grateful Dead to, you know,
your forefathers.
Yeah, that's right. That's what our, I call the stuff like that's our background. The beatnik stuff.
Turn on.
Right.
I look at them as
that's
like
where we're coming. That's exactly where we come from. Yeah, there you go. That's exactly right. Anybody who wants a sense of history to go along with their the Grateful Dead experience, you know, some sense of where it came from. Cassidy, yeah. That's a beautiful tape. It really is. It's well worth having.
Yeah, no, I keep it in the ads in the Golden Road.
Yeah.
Keep the number that I call.
Yeah.
So, do you still have a house up in Eugene?
MG does. Carolyn does, yeah.